is the final confrontation with Pharaoh. Now, you know what, though? I looked at Pharaoh. Pharaoh was a tough booger. Pharaoh, I mean, it took a lot for him to get his mind straight on what, and what I mean by get his mind straight, Montgomery, it took a lot for him to recognize that he wasn't sharper than God. You know, it took a lot for him to recognize that God is superior over everything, not no man. And that's what folk need to deal with. We need to know that God is telling us through this message, he's showing the believers and he's showing the unbelievers that I am God and can't nobody fight against me. I'm right or wrong? This man stood, had the audacity to try to fight against God's plan. And God, you know what God told him? I ain't having it. Am I right or wrong? I ain't having it. You know what I mean? I mean, do you know who I am? You remember Muhammad Ali? Muhammad Ali, man, told him, man, you booger, you don't need to fight me. I'm too pretty. I guess God say I'm too pretty. Because Pharaoh tried. Pharaoh's heart was hard, and Pharaoh didn't want to let God's people go. And that was, David, that was in God's plan. And when God make a plan, can't nobody stop his plan. Am I right about it? Yeah, the nerve of us. And then I looked at Pharaoh. We ain't no different from Pharaoh. We are modern day Pharaoh with ourselves. We try to buck God and his plan, and we are not no match for God. Am I right or wrong? All right, have you ever been in a situation where you were just in darkness and you can't see, period? Or could you use your imagination of being completely blind? How would you do? You just be walking around bumping into each other. Am I right or wrong? And then too, if it's a newness in you, you just got blind, you start bumping into stuff and you become non-productive. Am I right or wrong? But that's what happened at this time. God told Moses, he didn't tell Pharaoh, he told Moses, Montgomery, to go and make that them Egyptian be, go put darkness in the area. That was the ninth plague. I guess God would tell him, say, I'm gonna show this booger. You know, he been messing with me all the time. His heart still been hardened. I'm letting my people go. He won't do what I say. Go out there and make everything black for 3 days. Now, can you imagine yourself being in a situation like that, David, where you can't be productive? I mean, no, 3 days. And that ain't a whole lot of time, just 3 days. And oh man, you know what you're gonna say? Just like a wrestler, I give. Give me some light. Am I right or wrong? But I'm gonna show you how sharp God is. The reason I say we can't mess with God, he made the Egyptian dark over there in their area where they could be non-productive. I think that was the whole area. But then he made the Israelite area productive, light. I looked at that Montgomery, but that's what we are. We are saved people. And we in the light. In a dark world. Am I right or wrong? Am I right or wrong, David? But let me tell you something. When he put darkness over Pharaoh, David gonna read it out the way, in that area, immediately, Pharaoh started hollering. Now he went straight to Moses. Hey man, look here. I'ma let you. Why we lie to God so much? Montgomery, why we lie to God so much? He said, I'm going to let your people go and worship for 3 days. Just turn the lights on. Am I right or wrong? Did y'all read it? That's what he said. And look here. But he said, I tell you what I want you to do. Now, That's what I hate. It would appear that he finally got the message. Am I right or wrong? It would appear that he know, man, this God ain't playing. I messed with somebody big. But he still had the audacity to bargain with God, David. He said, I'm going to let him go for 3 days. Am I right or wrong? But Montgomery, leave the cows and horses and all that, your livestock. Now, who going to do that, man? Not realizing that animals was a part of worship. You took your burnt offering and everything. Am I right or wrong? But that ain't the part. The reason, it was so much, the reason he said do that, because here's it died, David. Am I right or wrong? They was over there starving. I'm getting excited because I just kind of read that a little bit. And everything, and everything, they was over there starving. So what his intent was to take, after they gave over the stock, to take his stock and steal it. Am I right or wrong? And give it because he needed for the Egyptian, but Moses told him, said, "Man, look here. I need to take my animals with me because that's going to be a part of wishing." Now let me tell you what he told her. Now you know what I'm talking about? How we sometimes try to battle with God? How we try to outsmart God? Pharaoh told him to take. For 3 days, I'm going to let you take your people over there. The women and the children. In other words, take all y'all responsibility with you. I don't want them over here. For 3 days. But leave the productive, the animals and stuff right there, because I need them over there. Now, Dave, Montgomery, why you think he tried to deal like that? Anybody, why you think Pharaoh tried to deal like that? Huh? Amen. Have you seen people like that that try to deal with God? Try to outsmart him? Am I right or wrong? And God ain't nobody to outsmart. Well, what he did, he told him, said, I tell you what, take your animals, lead the animal with me, but take all them beef for 3 days. Then Moses told him straight, hey man, look, it ain't no deal. Now it appeared that it was a good deal. At first it looked harmless because he did tell him, y'all can be free to go with him. But then he had stipulations. You know, David, I use that word right, stipulation. Yeah, stipulation on his agreement. Am I right or wrong? But Moses told him, all right, David, because look like y'all ain't getting it. David, read that lesson for me. Yeah, because I want y'all to get what I'm getting. Read that for me and read it real slow, David, because, and stand up, please. All right. I want you to read the 21 and 23 right now, please. 21 through 23, Exodus 10.
The Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand toward the heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven. And there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days.
3 days, thick darkness. All right, I used to wonder, and I'm sure about the mighty God we serve. I used to wonder, especially when I was at home in Gonzales, where you could have rain and darkness right in this area, and then you could look across the street, and it was light. You ever seen that? Y'all ever seen that? That's the mighty God we serve. All right, in this situation, I don't know the proximity of the two different nations, but all I know is this, though. One had darkness and the other one had light. Am I right or wrong? Now, God did that for a reason, to show people that I'm God. I'm preeminence over everything. And you or nobody else ain't no match for me. And if it takes me to teach you boogers, I will teach you. Am I right or wrong? Your mama did it to you. Your daddy did it to you. When you try to outsmart him or her, didn't they whoop you? Or didn't they show you who the boss? But that's what God had to do. How many times have you or I heard, yes, Lord, I will go anywhere. I will do anything. Whatever you need, here am I. But then he shows us where he wants us to go. And then we get a mind change. All right, that's what Pharaoh was steady bargaining with God on his preference, not God's will. He wanted God to do it the way he wanted. That's what we do. Have you noticed people don't mind grumbling? And I mean, even people, Christian people, they stay at home and stream live. They are nonchalant about doing God's will because things are all right. Things are in good shape. I mean, I ain't got to worry. But let a big wall come. And then their kids are over to Vietnam or wherever Nam they gonna have and everything, or whatever thing right there. Then all of a sudden, you can't get no parking place out here. And then by the time the pastor can't say nothing, let's go to the altar, pastor. Because it's a dying need. And then that's where Pharaoh was. When the things got hot on him, David, when it got dark, that's what you just got to reading, he said, man, I give. I'm going to let the people go. We do that. We lie to God until things get easy for us. And then we go back to our normal situation. Well, Deke, why do you think we do that? Because we're not no different from Pharaoh. Why do we think we do that? Because we're human or what? Yeah.
And so we think we can get away, you know, by that way.
Yeah. And all of our lives, we have done things that we think we can get away with. And we actually bargain with God. And we tell God when we slip and make mistakes, and we all know that all of us are going to make mistakes. All of us going to have problems in life. But when we do that, we're so sorry about what we did. We'll say, God, I'm sorry. But if you give me another chance, I promise you I'll do better. And then when God relieves some of that pain from us, then we're going back to the same thing. I know I done got on my knees and told God that I was sorry about a specific sin. I said, I have. And I was lying to God. I went on back and did the same thing. Because I was so frustrated. I knew Montgomery, I was so wrong. That I couldn't take within myself. But when it looked like he let my headache go back, I went on and did what I thought I could do at 21. I'm just saying. So
part of the problem, Pam, is that we view God as a loving God, which he is.
Merciful.
But we often forget that he also will punish.
Amen.
Amen. Stepping outside of his word.
Amen. Amen.
They're making those empty promises. Oh, you know, I come to Sunday school, I come to church. Well, if you just come and you might as well stay home.
That's right. That's right.
And that's what we do. We come to church and we leave home. And we leave
in the same situation. Amen.
So what are we doing besides checking the box? That's what we're doing. We're checking the box.
Amen. Amen. And you know what, though? Like I say, we are modern day Pharaoh. We have the same attributes, I guess, as Pharaoh do. We think we slick, you know, with God. We think we can tell him anything simply because, like he said, we don't see him. It's easy for us to lie. Really and truly, it's easy for us to lie to God than we lie to David, because David's going to hold me accountable for my lie. Right there, he's going to say, Sam, Brother Ward, or whatever he called me, man, you told me you're going to be there. And, you know, like out there, he's going to confront me. Well, God's going to confront us too, but in his own way. But he's still going to let us know that he God all by himself. And that's what he's doing to Pharaoh. He told told Moses to tell Pharaoh that, man, I want you to let my people go. All of these plagues, this is the ninth plague, was trying to get Pharaoh's heart softer. But have you noticed this though? God hardened Pharaoh's heart. Now, you know what? I wonder why he hardened God of Pharaoh's heart. I did. God had a plan that he knew it was going to come in fruition. But he hardened Pharaoh's heart in front of the people to let Pharaoh know in Ebner, after this come in fruition, it come true, that I'm superior over you. And nothing that you can do or nobody else can stop my plan. Am I right or wrong? Don't y'all hear that? You remember, oftentimes God uses the adversary to work for his plan. He did it with the Babylonians. 70 years that he allowed the Babylonians to take over to get the Israelites to go straight. God had two teachings right here. He had the teaching with the Egyptians, and he had the teaching to the Israelites to let them know that he's God all by himself. Am I right? All right? Whatever you need here, I am. But then he showed us where he wanted us to go. He tells us that what he wanted us to do. Suddenly, our excitement warned and our willingness mysteriously disappeared. When we see something similar with Pharaoh, we can feel the tug of war between relenting and tightening his grip. But we already know the rest of the story. It does not end with Pharaoh. God is going to win no matter what. All right? Come on, read the rest of the scripture, David, the 24 and to 29. Yeah. Now, look at that 24. Is that releasing, is that telling the Pharaoh, the people, that you can go on and worship God? Is that telling them, Montgomery, that they can worship God? He said, you can go, but leave your animals. You can go, but take your children. You know what I mean? I don't want them crying babies with me. I don't want no responsibility. All I want you to do is go and leave me my animals and stuff where I can steal them, and then where my family can get back fat. That's what he's doing. That bug got mad, didn't he? Huh? Yeah, he got mad. You ever seen people, Montgomery, in the church? Kim, in the church? As long as they in charge, as long as things going all right, they all right. But let something go against the grain, and they ain't the big honcho and everything. They take their mobs and go home. And talking about ain't nothing happening in the resurrection. I'm right or wrong? That's what happened. This man got mad and told Moses, man, I don't want to see you no more, or else I'm going to kill you. Am I right? That's what the darkness you feel. Have you ever been in a pitch black room, a room with out windows of source of light? Consider that the starting point for the kind of darkness that God sent to Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hands towards heaven, that there be a darkness over the land of Egypt. Even darkness may be felt. There is a darkness. There is darkness. And then there is oppression. Darkness that caused your heart rate to accelerate. Egypt was without light. People could not even see one another. That's how dark it was. I mean, I can relate to that when all the storms in Houston and Katrina and all that, when people was in really bad shape. They was losing. I saw a picture on television where people lost their house, all their lives, everything they owned, because they was in the, this was a darkness and a destitute for 3 days. That is not just darkness, it's an oppressive presence of the envelope and define of illumination. Pharaoh was tired of the calamity that had come upon his nation. The king of Egypt finally surrendered and gave the Hebrew permission to go worship their God. But wait, there was a string attached. And Pharaoh called upon Moses and said, go ye, serve the Lord, only let your flock and your herd be stayed. Let your little ones also go with you. Have you seen people bargain with God? Montgomery, how you figure that a person have the nerve to bargain with God? Amen. And what is God trying to teach us now? He is teaching us that he's in charge. And I don't care what you do or what you say and how you try to smooth it over, God is still the main honcho. He's still in charge of this church. I don't care who the pastor is, he's in charge of this church. And he's in charge of the whole world. At first glance, the request seemed harmless. You think that Moses should have been taking the deal, but Pharaoh wanted the Hebrew livestock. Most of his had died and got diseased. So he wanted the livestock for his benefit. See, that's what Pharaoh was. Pharaoh wanted to still be king. He wanted to still be Lord over everything. And now his kingdom was crumbling down. In other words, what we are saying that everybody is not serving the true and living God. I mean, everybody is not in the battlefield for God. They still think that they have their own little old gods and their own little things that they can deal with. Am I right? And then, too, they think that they are really matches for God. But what I want to say in this lesson, in my feeble way, God is showing us in this lesson and the lesson prior to all the stuff that he did, that he had made a covenant with Abraham. Are y'all with me right now? And he covenant means it's a binding agreement that he's going to come and he's going to bless all these nations. He couldn't let a Pharaoh or old Aaron or nobody else destroy his plan. So this booger was just in God's way, for my concern. And he had to show Pharaoh, and he had to show all of us that we are no match for God. Am I right or wrong? And he got to let us know that he's over everything. Am I right?
Huh? So can I say this? Because, I mean, a lot of people, when they read these particular verses, they look at darkness as a physical symptom.
Right? Yeah.
So if you turn the lights off, I'm in darkness.
I'm dark, yeah.
But you don't have to turn the lights off to be in darkness.
Darkness be ignorant.
Darkness, exactly.
Amen. Amen.
Because those areas are the ones where we know where God has told us to do something or not to do something, and we have chosen to do it anyway,
mm-hmm.
because in our mind, we know what's best for us.
Amen.
That's darkness.
Amen. That's darkness. That's darkness.
God has told us, dude, don't do that. And we go, yeah, well, I won't do it that way.
Amen. Amen. You're right. You're right. And I've seen leaders. I've seen leaders tell us what does say the Lord, what the word of God says, the right way. But then don't look like it's for them. It look like it's for us. Are y'all with me? Do y'all understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And then we so sharp in the way we do it on a consistency, we playing the fool 'em game with God. And God is looking at us laughing and letting us know, man, you're a fool. Because my rule goes for everybody. I'm in charge of everything. And it's got to go my way or the highway. I think that's the whole thing he's talking about. That it's got to go my way. And if you don't, you're going to suffer. That's right. You're going to suffer, David, if you will. All right, Pharaoh refused to let Moses take the animals with them to worship God. His heart was hardened yet again. Imagine the anger and the frustration that must have been built up in the heart of Pharaoh. His empire, I know what I said, his empire was crumbling before his eyes. You know what, though? Kim, I see a similarity between our president of the United States and Pharaoh. Am I right or wrong? I see him don't have no respect for God. I see him trying to be a rule and don't care about nothing that's right but the way he want to do. I had a brother that come in my shop yesterday, and every time, Montgomery, He's a little bit older than me. Every time he come in there with his Sunday school lesson. He belonged to another church. And he always wanted to use my Sunday school book because I keep him on the stand. But so he's so studious while he's waiting. So the first thing when he did get in my chair, he said, Sam, what you think about Trump? And I said, I don't think nothing about Trump. He said, man, we in bad shape. I said, so-and-so, I ain't gonna call his name. I said, every time you come to my chair, you ask me to take your Sunday school book and your little notes and everything you studying about the word of God. You a little older than me, and you ask me about Trump. Do you know that according to what I read in my Bible, God made Trump too? Trump, I said, ain't you been still making it all these many years? And you still making with Trump? Trump could be, God could have allowed Trump to be there for a specific reason. And then he don't stop me as a saved person from functioning in the life. All I need to do is hold on to God's unchanging hand and follow God's lead. God made Trump. Don't talk about Trump to me. And then you know what? He didn't even want to take his Sunday school book with him. Man, I talked to him and I said, I don't mean no harm. I hope you come back again. But I'm tired of you. We say we read the word of God. We say, we will trust in the Lord and all that there right there. But when it's time for us to exercise, am I right or wrong? We crumble. Am I right though, David? Yeah. So what God is telling us, I'm going to get the point. In this whole interlude with Pharaoh and the children of Israel, God is trying to tell both of the Israelites and the Egyptians that I am in complete control.
Man, he's telling us
to. Amen.
Yeah, don't leave us out.
That's right. That's right. And you know what, though? I really don't understand this, though. You know, they have meetings in church and they say, well, we got a breakdown in our church. You know, a lot of people don't come to church no more. I mean, that's all over. People are staying home now, you know what I mean? I mean, it's all over. It just ain't this church, it's all over, you know what I mean? But you know what, though? I don't know why we are so lackadaisy about our walk with God when we know that God is dependent on us. Now, I can't have no church at home. You know why? I guess I talk so much and I like to laugh and joke with y'all. I got to be around y'all. I got to touch old David. I got to talk about David. I got to take my deacon over there. I got to do that. I got to do what the Bible says. I got to assemble myself. Am I right or wrong? With believers. Am I right or wrong? Because I'm excited about what God have done in my life these 72 years. And the nerve of me sitting at home eating bacon and sausage in my pajamas. Am I right or wrong? Hey, I want to tell us something, though. I hope my lesson wasn't too feeble. I want to tell us something. God is demanding respect from us. And if you don't give it to him, he's going to take it. Am I right, David? That's what he did to Pharaoh. He taking his respect. God know that Pharaoh's heart was hardened. He hardened Pharaoh's heart. Am I right or wrong? In other words, Pharaoh or Noro ain't no match for God. And the nerve of you think you a match for God. Ain't nobody no match for God. And man, let me tell you something. Can I tell you something on my way to heaven? You don't want to mess with God, Montgomery. Because take it from me. When you mess with him because you think you're big enough to him, he can mess your life up so bad, make you not even want to get up because you will know that it's all because of your self-inflicted stuff that got you in that situation. It's God that's telling you, I ain't having it. Am I right or wrong? Pharaoh need to soften up his heart, and I guess in all of us deep, ain't no match for God. Ain't no match. Hey, brother, look at that. Tell me, what you think about this? Why you think we? God hardened you. Yeah, back there, I would have too.
But then when you keep reading it, they say God hardened his heart. Because Pharaoh probably would have changed. But, and then you keep on reading it and get to understand it. God hardened his heart because God wanted Pharaoh to know. And he wanted the whole world
to know. I'm the boss.
That he was in charge.
Amen.
Because the Egyptians, they had all these other gods that they were serving.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I will let you know that I'm going to prove that God is no good.
Mm-hmm.
Prove that God, and he went down the line.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually on today's lesson because of the doctrine that the Pharaoh actually worshiped a sun god.
Amen.
So God said, okay, he's doctrine, so where's your sun god?
Amen.
And he bring light. He said, I got light over here to the Egyptian, I mean, over to the Hebrew. But yet still, the Egyptian is in doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sit there and look at it. You know what? If we all shut our eyes in this room right now,
totally dark. They couldn't even see each other, touch each other, couldn't even move. That's right.
Shut your eyes right now, and we all in this room together for 3 days, can't do it.
Can't do it.
So God the one that proved the point, let him know. And then that position to let us know too that he is in charge.
In charge. That's it. Through all of this, these lessons, God is showing us that I'm running things. Hey, this church is God's church. I'm letting you know, it ain't the deacon, it ain't Pastor Brown, it ain't nothing like that. This is God's church. And all the rules and regulations should come strictly from God. Am I right or wrong? I'm not nobody in the office with no ideas in their head and all that stuff. It should come strictly from God. And God saying, I rule everything.
So, Sam, do you ever wonder why he took 10 things to get the people to see what was going on?
Some people are stubborn. Some people are stubborn. Some people are hard to crack, hard nut to crack. Amen. That's right. And just like them with the blood, the water, they had a man to go out there and do the same thing. But
also, who in here would learn their lesson from one tribe? Anybody? No, I mean, think about it.
No, you hear what he's saying? Now, that is a good idea that they right. What he said, you know. Would it take all that
really
for us to come
after that talk?
10 times, you know?
Right. No.
Yeah.
And 10, if I remember right, is the number of completeness?
Yeah, amen. Yeah. I think so.
But there's more than one.
But you're right. But you're right. 10, 12, would it take all of that for us to say I give? Amen.
So we always take stuff and we externalize it when we should be
internalized. I use myself because I mean God have to beat me, he's still beating me up for the stuff that I've done and don't listen to him.
Now is he beating you up or are you beating you up?
Whoever beating somebody up. they getting beat up. That's right. All right, come on. Yes, ma'am.
To go along with what the brother said over there, God already knows the end from the beginning.
Amen.
He said that Pharaoh wasn't going to let them go until he took his firstborn.
Amen.
And I think that is pretty a clue because the firstborn means something like God's only
Amen.
Son.
In other words, what you're saying, God will let us go so long, but God knows the exact button to push. That's what you're saying. Am I right or wrong? And it sometimes it takes a lot. It takes a lot of people a long time to come to salvation. Don't you know that? A lot of stuff got to happen to them. It's just enough to get our attention. Am I right or wrong?
Right.
In other words, you might get a real bad disease, but you'll just have it long enough. That's what you're saying?
You can be delivered from that. You can be delivered from that because God doesn't allow all of it to completely consume you.
It's just for a lesson. It's just for a lesson.
Right.
Am I right?
Well, to be, yeah.
Yeah, to be taught, yeah. All right, I think we had a pretty good lesson today. Am I right or wrong? I mean, I don't know if I did all that good, but I tell you one thing, we did pretty good. But I know one thing, that darkness, I can use my imagination because I'm deaf on one side. I am heard on this side for 32 years. And I know it's an imposition according to where you stand. I don't know if y'all know, I stand and I watch a different way because I can hear, but I just can't hear right there. But then I can imagine myself, I couldn't if I had both of them gone. But thank God he left me one, I'm all right. I'm cool. but can you imagine, can't see? All right, I'm through, y'all. Thank you for your